In the 1800s, a Polish doctor wished there was an easy way for his polyglot neighbors, and everyone really, to communicate. So he invented a language, Esperanto. 130 years later, it is still around, including in the Pacific Northwest. KPLU's Ray Ellen Bichelle has more.
Jennifer Bondelid, whose Esperanto name is Zhenya, started learning the language when she was 11 years old.
Dum la tuta jaro iomete laula.
This week, she's hosting workshops on Whidbey Island to promote theater and film in the language. Saturday night, she and 10 cast members will perform a play called Connected for those attending the 34th Regional Conference. I had to ask, why?
I have to respond, why not? For someone from America, it doesn't seem very practical or useful because, of course, it seems that everyone in the world speaks English. But number one, not everyone in the world speaks English. And number two, many of those who do speak very bad English.
For Jennifer and her fellow Esperantists, it's a matter of practicality. They say this language is accessible, and unlike our clunky mother tongue, it's easy to learn. That's largely thanks to the internet.
When the internet came along, this was a perfect vehicle for a grassroots movement because you can encourage people all over the world to learn Esperanto and use it, and you can correspond with them and use the language properly.
That's Bill Harris, director of Esperanto USA. He says speakers worldwide tried for decades to get Esperanto recognized as an official, even national, language. Those efforts failed and petered out, but the language has survived anyway. Lernu.net, a site dedicated to teaching it, has 21,000 members in the U.S. alone. And lately, the Esperanto entertainment scene has grown too.
Esperanto!
A YouTube search for Esperanto music yields about 57,000 results. It's that performing arts scene that Jennifer Bondelid and her fellow Esperantists will be adding to on Whidbey Island. Ray Ellen Bichelle, Kopo Lo U News.